So we are back here live. Wow, and I've got my headphones stuck in the chair. So I'm going to have to, sit up here to the mic. But let's see, over here in the room now, and I don't know how many years it's really been since we've been in the same room together, but yeah, this is our featured artist of the day.
Yo.
And a featured artist from our show, from past shows. We've actually played you on here in past shows when you've sent me other stuff to check out.
Yeah.
I'm usually good about, any artist friend that I know is dope. If they come in, I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. And I'm going to give you a preferential treatment because I know you've been working as long as I have crap.
So
tell us about, I know you're a St. Louis connection. So tell us about what you started in St. Louis, and I know all the stuff you guys were doing.
Yeah.
But tell us about that, and then tell us a little bit about how it segued into becoming like Barber to the Stars and doing all this progressive music that's not even purely hip hop anymore. So tell us about all of it.
First and foremost, I go by Jason Chandler, artist, producer, and started off, doing the hip hop stuff. And back in St. Louis, me and another producer friend of mine, as well as, a good friend of mine, Tryon, we started Neuropath.
And you guys, it was funny, you were ubiquitous mm-hmm. down in the loop because you were always down there.
Yeah.
But your stuff was always down there when you weren't down there. Mm-hmm. I looked at all the, flyer spots and everything.
Yeah.
You guys were everywhere. Your stickers were everywhere.
Yeah.
So you had a whole crew of people, right? Tell us a little bit about Neuropath. It was just you and Tryon?
It was me and Tryon and another guy named Lamont.
Because I felt like,
Lamont,
you must have had like a street team doing all that
stuff. No, it was just us. It was just us doing the Neuropath stuff. And,
wow.
But I had a duplicator, a CD duplicator. So we were able to pump out product at a fast rate and just hit the streets with it and do what we wanted to do. We pretty much just kind of linked up and, produced for different artists in St. Louis, artists Nato Khalif and Black Myth. This was all, 10 years ago.
Right.
Of course.
And this is when did I first meet you? Like around 02, 03?
Around that time.
Yeah.
Around that time because, us being out in the streets doing what we do and
you were always going by when I was playing
and then
music.
You were always out there playing the music.
Yep.
And so it just became like a mutual artist friendship in that sense of passing by each other in the music underground world. And but I think it also stemmed from because you were working with Jay Toth from Hoth.
And you had collabed with him, and you also collabed with another very close friend and producer friend of mine, and that's John Maxfield.
Yeah, I totally
mentioned you to him, and he goes, oh my gosh, he's like,
yeah.
Skip. And
yeah.
Like he got all brightened up and went on and on about how he'd worked with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, John Maxfield, that was a connection through just being out and about as well back then, 10 years ago. Me and Jay Toth, we had something in the works, 9-8 years ago. So this is all just kind of built up to, and just doing that and everything. But anyway, that was St. Louis and all that. But anyway, coming out here,
when
just,
did you come out, first of all?
I came out here, what was it, March of 2010.
Okay, so yeah, and I remember you got in touch when you did. You were working in Manhattan Beach.
I was working in Manhattan Beach at Walgreens.
Which is not far from me.
At Walgreens.
And that's good, that's all right. I remember thinking, hey, at least it's got a
job
with benefits, man.
At least it's a job with benefits, exactly.
No doubt.
And that tied me over.
Yeah.
But during the course of that, I stepped away from music. I wasn't really diving into the music as much because I wanted to get a feel of what was going on out here in L.A. It's a different, the music moves different out here. It feels different out
here. It's crazier out
here. It's much more open to do whatever you choose to do versus being confined to a certain limitation of creativity music-wise. Sometimes when you want to make music that, goes against the odds in an area that people are kind of going with the grain and you want to go against it, it's kind of hard to make that adjustment. So whereas out here, the adjustment of going against the grain was normal as well as going with the grain. So I felt,
I think you're doing what I'm doing. I've been out here almost 7 years, mm-hmm. and it's about really learning how to work the game or play it.
Yeah.
And once you really know how to play it, well, then obviously, then you can take those next level steps. But you've done a lot of stuff that has been humble enough that you've been able to get yourself to the next level. And, of course, tell us about this barber gig.
Well, I've always been a barber as well. I've been a barber since.
So when did you learn this? What were you, like a kid?
Yeah, I started in eighth grade.
Wow. And you're like a certified barber?
I was certified in 06, 07.
So, okay, that's interesting because I didn't know that about you. I mean, I guess you never know when somebody knows how to cut hair or not.
Yeah, I was doing that. I mean, I got a bachelor's degree in journalism. And so I did all those types of things. You know, I was just wanting to dive into, you know, just being creativity. But, yeah, I just picked up some clippers, bought my first pair of clippers from Service Merchandise in St. Louis back in eighth grade. My mom bought them for me. I think it was like $25 or something. And I just went home and started cutting my hair, messing my head up, and just got better. And, you know, that's how it is with music. You know, you make whack music and you get better and better and better and to where eventually your whackness becomes good. Your whackness becomes good, and even when it's whack, it still sounds good.
You got the right idea in your head.
Yeah. And then you just implement that, and then, you know, after a while, your own music becomes your soundtrack to your life, to your own personal life, and that's where the museum came into play.
So, okay, you started working on this new project, and I think I have it up. Okay. I was looking on the SoundCloud. Is this it?
Some
of this? No, okay.
No, it's on my Bandcamp.
On your Bandcamp, and we'll get it. Mm-hmm. We'll get it locked up in a minute here, but like, let's talk about it first a little bit. You said you started doing some more. I don't even know the word to use. I keep using the word progressive, and I know that probably feels like a box too. But
I would classify it.
Tell us about it.
I would classify it as electronic soul house music.
Electronic soul house music. I was thinking about using the words neo soul, and then I'm like, that's too old school. Nah, yeah. Okay, so it's jasonchandler.bandcamp.
No, it would be up under skip a beat.
Skip.bandcamp.com. So is that skip dash?
Skip dot. I don't know, man. You have to just Google it. If you Google it, then it just comes
We'll
up.
Come right up. All right. Well, as far as now, you're who's this? 323. This looks like an LA number. You know, folks, we're in the middle of an interview, so we'll take a message on that. John, you want to take that and take a message on that? Well, no, but take it before the answer machine picks up. Yeah. So, anyways, we're talking about this new project.
Yes.
So, give me a little bit of the reason why you wanted to kind of do this
lane.
You know, go this direction, and you know, some of the people that helped you, you know, with your, you know,
with
influences. Yeah.
I just got bored, man. Just got bored making. Just got bored making the regular. Just got bored. Bored musically. And I just wanted to do something that was different for me. I've always been experimental. I grew up listening to The Art of Noise, Paul Hardcastle, you know, even Kraftwerk. I mean, you know, all the way down, you know, for Tour de France.
Right.
Of when, you know, in a break-in, when Turbo went outside with the broom and I heard that. You know, when I was hearing that at that age, at age 6 or 7, whatever, I was like, what is that? And, you know, listening to Herbie Hancock's Rocket.
I remember hearing some early Herbie and having my mind blown.
Man. Well, you know, just being at a young age and after you listen to Sexual Healing.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You know, Sexual Healing, then all of a sudden, you know, Rocket will come on. And, yeah, so, you know, so basically pretty much just listening to different artists of now, Toro, Emoy, you know, just any type of music, man, that's just not of the norm, you know what I mean, to me. And so that's what inspired that. And then just having conversations with, you know, saying a good friend of mine, Jax, you know, me and him would have conversations on things like that. And, you know, we have different projects in the works. Artist named Gene Fierro coming out, which is on the Museum album, and we have Tron. He goes by Chris Riss now, so he did all the skits.
That's awesome. So you still got Tron in the mix.
Yeah. Tron's album. He's coming out with Chris Riss. He's coming out with his project next.
Well, I love it that you guys once again, you're another group of dudes from that era, who are still at it, didn't quit. Definitely had some, you know, direction changes along the way. Had to kind of, you know, accept that maybe it's not a straight line to all this stuff like we all did, you know, at least I feel like me and my friends, but you're still doing it. You're better at it than you were back then.
Appreciate that.
Because like you said, you keep making music and it gets better. And I think, I always remember thinking your guys' stuff was a step ahead on the indie fringe of most of what I was hearing in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Most even the indie music sounded like some wannabe pop music.
Right.
You guys
right.
were really doing something
just
artistic.
What we wanted to just do.
Artistic. If that was the word that came to mind constantly, was you give me a beat tape, like, hey, check this beat tape out.
Yeah.
I go home and be like, wow, these are all like so jazzy and soulful and bluesy, and there's concepts in this. That, you know, the voice samples and everything is making a point, you know? And that's different than just somebody trying to throw on a hot beat with some hi-hats and, you know, the 808s.
And see, that's the thing. Like, you know, playing music, man, you know, that's why they, you know, that's why I went by Skip. Because, you know, if, depending on the artist, I can come with whatever. If somebody said, hey, can you make a trap beat? You know, I can study that artist and dive into that as well. But just as far as Jason Chandler, the artist, me, the artist, the person, the producer of where I'm at, for me, this album represented that.
So this is your ultimate statement as of right now?
Yeah, as of right
basically.
Now.
Well, I'm looking at it. We got it up here. Mm-hmm. Museum by Jason Chandler. This is at skip-a-beat.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
If you want to go check it out right now. You want to just play anything in particular?
Well, the first song is Sexy Art. And basically, Sexy Art, when you hear it, you're thinking of a female. And pretty much I'm talking about a female, but I'm talking about a female in a painting. And when I mention certain parts of the song, you know, about her curvature, that's the frame. And when I mention about she has no time, or she matures with time and wealth, and she's matured, and she has wealth. That's basically the time that the painting, the longer the painting is, that it lasts, the more expensive it gets.
It appreciates.
It'll be it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So
if you take care of it, it appreciates the value,
it, yeah.
Man.
So Sexy Art was more so dealing with the woman and in the painting. And I'm planning on shooting like a video for it. But, you know, I just went in and enhanced the sound of it. And the vibe of it is kind of like some over in Europe, man. I don't know. I just made what I felt, and I just
it looks pretty snappy.
It,
I mean, the design's awesome, you know.
Yeah, the cover, that was an actual a friend of mine, Richard Gums III. He's a painter. He actually painted that.
Right
so
on. That's awesome looking.
You know, it was an actual, you know, huge painting. And he minimized it and everything, and then put the font and stuff like that.
So, okay, you want us to play Sexy Art, and then we'll come back and talk some more?
Yes.
All right, here we go, y'all. This is Jason Chandler on Bandcamp. Get with it.
We'll be right back. line. Is that time, better close your blinds. Is that time, Gina lost his mind. Columbine was a sign of the times. I keep it sick, man, spit that slime. Google me, I ain't hard to find. Search fly as shit, and I'm right there. They say I make the game so damn unfair.
We create for the first time a national art of genuine magnitude. And if one finally had to say what it was that made American art great, it was that American painters took hold of the issue of abstract art with a freedom they could get from no other subject matter, and finally made high art out of it.
Then the way cannot be found.
Between that anyone could make. Between that anyone could make.
We'll be right back. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
We're back with Mr. Skip. Okay, hold on, wait a minute. Which mic are you on? Here we go. Say that again. Say that again.
Jason Chandler.
Jason Chandler.
Yes,
paging Jason Chandler on aisle 3.
Yes.
We need you in surgery, sir.
Yes, here I am.
We're ready for that operation. So, okay, so those were some dope, jazzy, vibing, I could hear this in any dance club on earth kind of songs.
Appreciate that, boo.
And I mean that because, you know, John was saying, he goes, I hate to say it, but it's layers. And I'm like, no, there are many layers in there. And beyond layers, I also was thinking there's layers about, you know, where this could be apropos.
Right.
I was joking with you. I could hear this in any Cheesecake Factory. I could hear this anywhere.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it means it's universal.
It's universal. And, you know, and whenever it gets played, hopefully I get paid.
That's the point, right? So, okay, we were talking off air, and I also mentioned it before you got here when we were telling them that you were coming, that you worked with celebrities.
Yes.
Including Blair Underwood and others. You were working for NBC.
Yeah, I worked at, I was Blair Underwood's personal barber. Well, I'm his barber in general, but I was cutting his hair on the set of Ironside. The show they just canceled after like 3 episodes.
Dang.
Yeah, but that I was on the NBC Universal lot, and you know, it was just kind of crazy, man. Kind of a surreal in a sense, because it's like it's dealing with two different worlds, because it's the barber world and then it's the music world. But these two particular worlds are worlds that I've succumbed myself into since 7th, 8th grade.
So, yeah, that's right. You know, you got all your certifications, so you really knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't really know what I was doing.
Well, you mean with the celebrities.
I just knew that I came out, and it just happened to be what it is. All of it, for me, was God. But
you hear it. No, and don't be afraid to say it on here.
No,
kill people on here get all snarky about no religion. No, man.
No. I mean, no, it's I mean, I believe in God.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah,
you know, I mean, and so it was all, you know, it was all God, man. I just was just a vessel of doing it. I didn't, you know, to pick up a pair of clippers and start cutting some hair in 8th grade.
Yeah,
you know?
It seems like predestined
also,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't had no clue. And then I went into the music, started producing my own stuff in 96. Started producing.
Do the math, people.
My own stuff. And then while I was in college, went off to school, got a degree, like I said, and couldn't find any type of jobs that were in the field of what I wanted to do except for being an intern at a radio station. But I was being an intern at a radio station in college.
Right.
And so that's when I decided, well, a friend of mine told me, why don't you go to barber school to get your license? At least you can fall back on that. I was like, yeah, whatever, man. And I went and got that and never thought in a million years that I would be out here in L.A. doing this, coming from St. Louis. I mean, you know, people all around, man, you know, when they have a fear of doing something, they don't want to take that leap and just jump and just, you know, jump on the next lily pad way over there instead of being conformed to your own lily pad over here with everybody else. Jump. You never know. You may end up landing on that lily pad way across the lake, on the other side of the lake. And you'd be like, hey, yeah, I made it. I'm over here. Come on, guys. And they're
that's
you
what
know,
I've
and
been
now,
trying
and
to do,
then
man.
When they see you jump, then they say, well, you know what? If he jumped, maybe I could jump. Let me try. And then next thing you know, people are just, I just think, man, it's just dealing with fate, man, and jumping out of your comfort zone, but also the same token have some type of skill. I could not, you know, I never was really the kind of person to just stay conformed to just a 9-to-5, clocking in, clocking out, going home, eating dinner, and going to bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
me neither.
You know what I'm saying? I got to be creative in everything that I do. Be around creative people. Keep the juices flowing. So, yeah. So, as far as the music is concerned and things like that.
I think it sounds like you're doing the right thing. And, you know, people listening, you know, from atheists to believers, mm-hmm. the faith means keeping at it.
Yeah, whatever it is you're doing.
Keeping
you know, whatever,
at it.
Whatever
and,
it is you're
and
doing.
Hopefully you're doing enjoying it and yeah. loving it, because you obviously love what you do. Yeah. And that's the most important part, I would think, is just really enjoying the process.
You know, that's why I tell parents, you know, when they have their kids, if they see their child doing something at an early age that they love to do, most likely they will love to do that as an adult. The main thing is don't hound them about doing it. Because regardless, they're going to do it. Generally, they're going to do it. You know, I mean, at 3 years old, my first recollection of my first music, piece of music that I heard was two songs. It was Double Dutch Bus, but it was the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
No, it was Heat Wave. It was Got to Keep on Dancing, Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Dance till the rhythm. And that was my first song that I heard. That and what's the guy? War.
Oh yeah, what an awesome group, man.
But my first recollection of hearing vocals over song was, and wondering how they did the layers in that, was Prince when he did the song called Adore.
Right.
And he had all these layers of vocals. And I was thinking, how did he do that? And I was like 10 years old at that time.
Right.
So these particular instances, man, is what, you know. But I was listening to my first hip-hop. What inspired me to want to produce was Eric Sermon's first solo album, No Pressure. And I was bumping that on my way over here.
That's awesome.
That was back in 93. That was when I first said, you know what, I want to make beats. I want to produce my own music. Because, you know, you're hearing Eric Sermon, he coming from the EPMD phase to doing his solo. That inspired me. So it's just, you know, it's a blessing, man.
Well, and all you young guns out there that are coming Sunday for that Slumfest battle that us OGs are going to be at, take some notes. Take some notes on what he just said. That's all really, you know, good stuff to look at and listen to. If you weren't alive when that stuff was out, maybe you should go Google it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. Bruh. Do you know that yesterday, I believe, was, or Sunday? No, Saturday, I think, was the 20th anniversary of Wu-Tang's first album.
I saw
and
that.
And Tribe's Midnight Marauders.
Which are two pretty
much. That was 20 years ago, man.
Classics, man. I know.
20 years ago.
And it dates us a little bit. But
yeah.
I also think the cool part about it is that that music now is undisputedly still the greatest hip-hop that was ever made.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. The last 20 years since, where the hell else has there been that quality of hip-hop all the way around, where it's quotable? If you heard it, it wouldn't matter if you hadn't heard it in years. You could rap most of the lines to it.
Yeah. You know,
right.
I want to say this also. I released this the Jason Chandler album, Museum, through our label. We have a label called Night Labs Recordings. What we want to do for that label is kind of have like it to where like 20 years from now, you know how like Roy Ayers had an indie label that he, his own label back in the day, to where, you know, it was never really a major type of thing. But if you go back and listen to these albums now that he released on that label, they're like vintage classic. Like, when did this come? Like, but it's dope. So the label that we have is, we just want to release music on that. Whereas vintage, you can, you know, be yourself, be your true self. And 20, 30 years from now, when you're looking in the vaults and things like that nature, you run across, like, what were these guys on? And it'd make a lot more sense in 20 years.
I feel like that's what we've been saying is a goal for a lot of the stuff I've been writing still is, let's let this be more relevant later than now.
Than now. Yeah.
Because we understand that we can't always change now.
Right.
And we were talking about the president earlier, and Jonathan was begging us to, you know, put yourself in his shoes for a minute.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to change when so many plates are spinning in the air, and how hard it's been. Well, we're back to us, you know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things we still got to work out.
Yeah.
But it's cool that you're still at it. It's cool that these opportunities came in such creative ways.
Yeah.
And I also think it's cool that, you know, all my friends from back in the day, or not all, but a lot of them seem to still not only be at it, but be getting more and more excellent at it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going backwards. You're not digressing here.
No, not going backwards. Never that.
Yeah. And progress is key, right? I mean, that's the whole point.
Progress is elevation.
We were playing our buddy Prophet from St. Louis. He was an old battle champ from High Point from back in the day.
Okay.
And a little goofy looking white guy like me, you know.
I've probably seen him before.
Yeah. And he was killing it, man. He used to kill it back in the day. One of the true ninjas.
Around what year was
right
this?
Around the millennium. Like, he's an old school head like us. I mean, like 2000.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows all the heads, man.
2001, 2002. I'm pretty sure I've probably seen him out.
And he was the judge last year at the Slumfest battle when I won my third title in a row. So
oh, that's what's up.
Three-time defending champ. We got this thing Sunday. Did you hear about the team battles?
Nah, I didn't know anything about it.
Okay, so
it's in St. Louis. Right?
Yeah, at Atomic Cowboy.
Okay,
in their blank space area.
Okay.
We call it blank space. It's like a special side stage.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it's going to be two different teams.
Mm.
Six of the OGs, me, Tef Poe.
Okay.
Prophet, Grease Gutta, who was the runner-up to me at last year's battle.
Okay.
Vito Money.
Yeah.
And OG D-Mac.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
Those are
now,
truly
it's gonna
the OGs.
It's going to be a what? It's going to be a...
So OGs versus, that's our team.
Okay, that's the team. Now, who's it going?
Tucker Tef, Prophet, Vito Money, OG D-Mac, Grease Gutta.
Okay.
Versus the Young Guns.
Who's the younger?
I don't know.
Some younger cats? Some younger cats?
I don't know, Skip.
Oh, So there's some new guys that's just on the scene.
You know, and I say that as gamesmanship, kids, but I say it in truth.
I've
seen your names. I can't even recall them because you've proven nothing.
Okay.
If you prove something to me at the battle, I might remember it next time.
But see, the thing about it, you know, you got that's I mean, you know, OG.
We're an OG. Mac. We got status, yo.
Yeah.
We've actually been called. We've been, you know, I could have retired at two.
Mm.
They came to me and they said, you know, you've really, you know, this is like unheralded. You could be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah.
They're kind of, I know in the back of their mind, they're like, damn, we don't want them to come back and do it again. So we need a new champion quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got one more in me. You know, I need a three-peat. Two isn't enough. Three is a good number.
Cool. I thought it comes like around the summertime.
Yeah, it's in June. But this is they do yearly events now through Atomic. And this one had kind of been cooked up in the summer. Like, how about we get all these cats to work together?
No, okay.
And I think just the concept is the most thrilling to me is the team aspect.
That's probably be a nice little setup. People, you know, coming through over there at the Atomic Cowboy.
Daytime.
It's going to be in the daytime?
Yeah, 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, so it's going on all day.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun, and there'll be DJs and some live performances as well. But, you know, I'm excited because I love Tef Poe.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's my favorite MC to battle. And my toughest out, but my most inspiring of them all.
Okay.
He made me want to be better at battle rapping because I saw how good he was. I saw how fierce he was. I saw how prepared he was. I saw how creative, funny, you know, imaginative he was.
Well, you know, the thing about Tef is that he never stopped. I remember first meeting Tef when he was Teflon Poetics.
Right. I know. Me too.
He was, you know, a kid. You know, he was young. This was like, what, 2002?
He was there.
11 years ago.
And he was always in the corner looking just
Yeah, he
fierce.
Was just kind of just
fierce.
Posted. He was posted. And, you know, just over time, man, he just, you know, just like we said before, you know, you don't stop. And by him not stopping and, you know, and then as an artist, you have to link yourself with a producer or producers who feel the same way. Because if you can't link with a producer who's just sitting around, you know, letting dust collect on his NPC, you want a producer who's working in his own right as well. And then if the chemistry combines and meshes together the right way, then you never know. And that's how I was with when, you know, him and Tech.
Yeah.
They linked up and, you know, started working together.
And he's so great at the beats, too.
Yeah,
he's
had
another
one
from back in the day that was really awesome.
Yeah, they link up and then, you know, the whole meaning when they had the force going, that's what started that, you know. But
let's get back to you, man. Yeah. I just was saying, it's exciting to still feel like St. Louis is on the come up.
Yeah.
Tef's another one like you who's on the come up. What else you got in the future? I mean, you got Museum out now. What's coming up next?
Oh, man, you know, just building more on the Night Labs label. We got Chris Riss. He's coming out next. With
Tron. Tron. Yeah, Tron going by Chris Riss now.
By Chris Riss. He did all the skits on the Museum album. And then after that, we have Gene Fierro.
Who was on the
he's on
song
Apocalyptic Dream.
Sorry, you said
he's on Apocalyptic Dream. And there's a couple other projects I'm working on with an artist named RVS. That's coming out. We're doing a sequel to the last project we did. But, you know, that'll be all, you know, talked about in the future. And another artist named Poncho Rucker.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think I've heard some of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty nice. He was at Slumfest.
Yeah. So
a lot of STL talent, man.
But
it never ceases to amaze.
And in the course of that, you know, me and another guy, me and Gene are doing a project called Sunset Room. So, you know, we're just keeping it going, man. But not only with that, like I was speaking on before, I just was notified on you know, Friday, whatever, a situation occurred as far as with the indie label. I'm accepting music from artists as well. So artists out there, if you have any music that you want to submit to me, you can contact me at jpettus@b.sharp.records@gmail.com.
Okay. Write that down. Say that again. Youngsters, write that down.
jpettus@b.sharp.records@gmail.com.
I got it. I already remembered it. I got kind of photographic memory for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a text that goes with the podcast.
You said it's Gmail?
Okay. Yeah, it's a Gmail.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. You want to play some more stuff?
We can play one more.
All right.
Let me see. What do I want to play? We can play, let's play Motional Canvas.
All right, then. Motional.
Yes.
Motional Canvas.
Thank you.
Try projecting the score on a screen. One of the problems with this early structural music was that it took pages and pages of notation to write it out. Mm-hmm. What I used to do is I used to paste the music on the wall. Some people like it because it's loud, some people like it because it's fast, some people like it because it's very classical, some people like it because it's very not classical. Some people like it because they think it sounds like indie music, and some people like it because they think it doesn't sound like indie music. It just depends, you know. But it has a lot to do with the ages of the people and what they're bringing to the music. And the whole development and evolution of popular music in the last 10 years has been enormously complicated. When I say us, I mean the ensemble.
Yes. Oh, okay, hold on. No. Yes. We're back. What's going on, Skip?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jason. I always want to call you Skip because I felt like for so many years you were Mr. Skip.
Yeah. I was Mr. Skip, Mr. Skip a Beat. I did a record with an artist by the name of, at the time he went by Jenna. He goes by Fresco Kane now. And we did a song back in 07 called Where They At. And they was playing that on the radio and, in the clubs. And I heard they still kind of play it in the mix shows in St. Louis. But before the songs would come on, it would start off saying, Mr. Skipper Beat. And when that part would come on the record, then people... But that music was more club stuff. But yeah, it was Mr. Skip. Well, Skip, Mr. Skip, Mr. Skip a Beat, and now
we're back to Jason Chandler, which is your real name. I'm sorry,
Jason Pettis is my
name.
Well, yeah, Jason Chandler Pettis. That's my full name.
So it's your name.
Yeah, it's my full name.
Wow. And there you go. I mean, and I say that you've come full circle all the way back to yourself now, but you're still Mr. Skip to me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's how it'll always
definitely
be.
Yeah. You know, because I felt like... I didn't want to collect awards at age in my 50s as Mr. Skipper B. I wanted to collect awards and be able to sit down and, you know, compose music, because I'm thinking, what can I do and what can I be labeled as in my 40s going into my 50s? And that's basically Jason Chandler. That's a respectable name. If you didn't know, you know, if you never saw me and you saw that name, it's like, well, who is that? You know, it more than Mr. Skipper Beat to me just sounded like some kid in a bedroom making beats.
Right.
And I didn't want to just be labeled as somebody just, you know, like a youngster sitting in my room making beats. You know, I want to be able to, you know, compose. I want to get into that as well.
Well, it's been one of the things I think that's so funny about hip hop monikers, you know, or you know, rapper names or whatever, is that, you know, if you pick a name that's not going to age well,
right,
you might have to consider changing it.
Yeah, you may be 50 years old, called Lil Pete, or
right?
Something.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, you know, or something really profane or whatever.
Unless you become successful during that name, you know, like Lil Wayne,
right,
or Swiss Beats. Dr. Dre, these type of names, these guys became successful in those names, so they can be in their 60s and 70s.
But if you name yourself MC Codeine, I don't know if that's going to age so well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MC Codeine
Slurpees. Shorten it up.
Yeah.
You know, Codeine.
What's up, Codeine?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be. I just gave you a name. Rappers, go out and coin it now.
Yeah.
I won't take it.
You know, I mean, it's... That's why a lot of times sometimes you can't think about right now. You got to think for the future. So musically, you can't just always think right now. You got to think for the future. Sometimes artists can't do that because they're pressured to think right now, to make music for right now, so labels and whatnot can basically get paid right now. But that's the good thing about being independent, is that you can make music that you feel and what it is, however you want it to grow. And that's why I'm so, you know, happy to be able to release the music independently, you know, through our own label, Night Labs, and just be free with it.
Where can they check out Night Labs stuff right now?
This is the first release.
So this is it. You, once again, it's Skip-the-letter-A-beat Chasechandler.bandcamp.com. It's Museum by Jason Chandler. That's the album, Museum by Jason Chandler.
Yeah, Museum by Jason Chandler.
And it looks like there's some other stuff on here to check out as well. The Jason Chandler EP, Dance
last
Today.
Last year,
other stuff.
So much. Yeah, thank you.
You want to play a little of this on the way out?
Of which one?
Anything? What do you want to hear?
You know what? To take it out, let's hear Again and Again.
Okay,
because
is that on?
Music keeps going on again and again.
Oh, you're talking on this one. I got it. Hold up. Not this one. That's a whole nother level,
that's
man.
That's a whole nother level.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Again and Again, this song, Museum.
And you can download it.
And you can download it. $5. Go get it right now. I'm serious. Don't wait. Again. What's going on?
Yes.
Skip, dude. Yeah. That's just yet another one that's like a banger. It's a banger.
Appreciate
I could
that,
see
man.
That being in a movie. You were saying like this could be in a sci-fi film. That's kind of, you know, Dave, you were listening. I know that's not even that different from a lot of the Dreamwave Dave stuff who just came in. Yeah. You know, he kind of has the same, you know, keyboard and kind of flavorful
80s,
sensibility.
80s type of synth.
He loves that 80s synth
with
style.
The modulation. Yeah.
So I can totally see the universality of the appeal there, and that's cool, man.
That's good, man. I appreciate that, man.
Well, thank you for coming in. It is just now 5 o'clock right here in the city of Los Angeles. We've reached the 3 o'clock. The 3 hour mark of our set. We're gonna have to shut it down here pretty quick, but we'll lead out with one more Jason Chandler when we say goodbye. What do you want to do?
We can end it off with Sunrise.
Cool.
Sunrise, basically,
right here at this sunset. This sunset, we shall play Sunrise.
Yes.
And you shall sit back and enjoy it. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. We love you. Talk to you soon.
this is Not So Shy John. Hey, I've been given my Rain Man Jerry Springer moment here toward the end of the show to remind everybody to be good to each other and be part of the change you would like to see. Just saying. And stop lying. That's all. That'd be good. That'd help us all.
Please go to our Facebook thread, Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, on the killradio.org Facebook thread from today, and leave your comments, suggestions, insults.
You're locked and loaded here with LA's own Kill Radio in the ethnic part of Hollywood.
We're now going to progress to
Tucker Booth needs a job.
Hey, Shy John needs a job too.
Tucker Booth, Redondo Beach, here on killradio.org. He's doing it sweater style. It's the middle of summer. That's because I'm so hot. I'm lactating.
www.killradio.org.
Let's just have a Not So Shy John moment.
Whatever. Hey, I spend the week doing the same thing. Being good to people and being kind and reaching out. And I never get laid. Anyway, be good to each other. Use your emotions in a good way. Treat your kids right. And be a part of the change you'd like to see in the world.
Stop lying.
Man, that last song had a bunch of different layers. I could hear that on the radio.
DJ Innovation.
You know.
Pump it or dump it.
If you want to get your music played on here, you got to submit your shit, if you know what I'm saying.
And tune in Mondays to Tucker Booth Needs a Job from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA's own killradio.org.
Talking about my boy Helias, rest in peace. Yeah, you've been locked and loaded for 3 hours and 5 minutes. We're gonna shut down the podcast. Time to say bye bye to that. But you know, you've been a good crowd. I feel like I should just burn a little bit here, you know, do a little freestyle because they always want me to freestyle. So I'll leave the podcast on for a hot sec. Just make sure I do this for posterity's sake. We actually did it in the first hour today, for crying out loud. Alright. Ready? Here we go. Thanks a lot. The kid's real hot, like Johnny Depp, circa Chocolat. Yeah, he's like this, he's like that, like the black sheep. Yeah, and he can sing children's music like Raffy. Make them all jump like a baby beluga. Then you can't catch me when you YouTube the dude who's not new to being the best to kick the kick flip up in your face like Pal Peralta. Don't test. Yes, I know that I'm bona fide fresh, even if you say that I secretly wear a dress. And I don't even really care about that, cause I can skip right over that like some tic-tac-toe on that bric-a-brac. Yo, what you think that you know? Tucker Booth Needs a Job, that's the name of my show. 2 to 5, sometimes longer if I want to flow. Here's how it goes. Everyone, my words is prose. Yeah, my verbs is froze. Yo, that's how we do it. Frozen food section when I do suspect chin music. What you thought you could get used to it? No, you can't, cuz this is how I do the dirty dozen in your pants, cousin. Yeah, battle-tested champion with the mental mind power of Samson. Keep it old school like a Samsung. While the people in the peanut gallery say that damn white cracker just turned handsome. What? I guess it's just the way that I do. Woody Harrelson, white boy, your whole dang crew. I guess you didn't know that the cuckoo flew the coop. I'm Jack Nicholson with these words, they call me Booth. Presidential with my status, I don't keep it dramatic. I'm JonBenet type murderous when I come to your pageants. And that's from St. Louis back to here where the magic goes down in Hollywood, where I can still do it and make them tragic. Yeah, like those dudes hustle or die. Hit them up in San Pedro, Lomita, like bye bye. Yeah. hold the medal up in the air. Even when I get fronted on, the crowd knows it ain't fair. Yeah, that's right, enter the Dragon's Lair. Spotlight since the days of George Clinton, take you there. P-Funk, huh, we keep it down. Like when I was in Europe, trying to just expand my mind around town. From Hamburg down to my friends in Italy. Yeah, hanging Tuscan style with chicks in Sicily. And now I'm married, so I try to stand for principle. And I swear if I keep working, I will be invincible. Yes, these flows are brought to you straight from the heavens. Brought to you through the dude who promised your bread is leavened. So let's take another one, I don't keep it repentant. I'm out of here. Yo, data.com, please send it. TuckerBooth@hotmail.com. I drop bombs from here to your data.coms. It's not weird. Look over here, over there. It's all change of direction. Yeah. Oh, dang, another interception. Yeah. We got any more in this? I probably got a little more. Let's play these beat tapes back again. I still love all these 932 beat tapes. They're pretty beautiful. You know, Split Face? That's another cat from back in, like, Maplewood. These are like Maplewood beats right here. Maplewood. All right. Got my boy Jason Chandler right here. He made some music that could turn even average people into dancers. Weird. Yeah, that's how we did. Yeah. And he's been doing this since he's a kid, cutting hair. Yeah. It ain't fair. You can do a crossfade with the flare. Yeah, it's how he does it. Yeah, Blair is his cousin. Yeah. You know how we do? Crushing since the days of Lebowski and a white Russian. Yeah, kick down the door, then we rush in like Samuel L. Jackson, Pulp Fiction. Yeah, cause we got that revolt friction against all that mainstream depiction of how it has to be. It's all bad news, catastrophe, all bloody, all people shitting on everybody, all stretching us out like silly putty. But I'm elastic, so that means that I'm durable. And when I'm on stage, people like, that's terrible. Yeah, but that's adorable. Yeah, and if I wanna be battle champion, I can't be deplorable. So I'ma keep preaching that one love like Macklemore. And you can keep worrying and calling him a Macklemore or Lord Jamar or whoever you are. It's all good. Hashtag brand Nubian is not hood. Conscientious. Yes, I'll eat haters for breakfast and still rep with no Lexus down in Texas. Yes, I take you to the nexus of the Matrix. It's rap, freestyle, back to basics. Even when I fall off on Molotov cocktails, look at me. You're blind, you don't have no braille. Yes, but we can set sail on the sea. And maybe you can get a little piece of TDB. Until then, guess I'll kick my Stevie Steve, some of my prints. Yes, wash, repeat, rinse. Keep it real clean, no fingerprints. Yes, when I swing, I don't make dents. I make big blasts out the park like the Cardinals. And most people's knowledge of rap is marginal. So I guess I'll have to give you a lesson, but I won't be condescending. Yeah, write that down on your memo pad. Yeah, go and call your mom and your dad. Let them know you're no more sad than you are glad to have a lesson and how to do it. Super senior, and you're a freshman. OG status. Got to shout out to the young guns, even if you probably won't have no shots to get at us. I know how to duck. Yuck. Ah, shucks. Yeah, and I still got a guitar so I can make money on the pluck. Just like my boy Jason. Yeah, sitting right here at Jason. Uh-oh. Just like my boy Jason. Mr. Skip. Jason Chandler or Jason.
Rock, rock, rock on. Rock, rock, rock on. Rock, rock, rock on. Rock, rock. Yo, talk mistletoe. Sweet pea, I be on the flow. It doesn't really matter, cause I steal the show. Backyard boogie like Bangladesh. Flows on, cause I straight gotta smoke that hash. Croutons. Put it in your salad like a futon. When you lay down on that shit like coupon. Blast off rocket ship Atlantis. See me coming through when I'm praying like a mantis.
Nice.
Bitches, tick, can I cuss? I don't know, but I'ma do whatever without a fuss.
Yes.
Kill Radio phone number is 213252's the biz. 0998. I stay straight, never hesitate, contemplate. Sometimes I masturbate, but I say stuff on the top of the dome. Freestyling on this microphone, it doesn't really matter, cause I'm like the fucking Mad Hatter or the Mad Splatter. I tell your girl, just chatter. The beat's fading out, filtering. On this microphone, you know I'm like sweltering, I'm killing.
Yo, my man Skip in the cut. My man Skip in the cut. Jason Chandler in the cut. Yo, so what? Yo, yo, Tucker Booth, dot, dot, Tucker Booth, dot, dot, Jason Chandler, dot, dot, Not So Shy John, dot, dot, Dreamwave Dave 83. Street at SoundCloud, Twitter. Yeah, I'm not no quitter. Yes, I have a lot of ideas, a litter. Yeah, and I don't even got no runts in them. They're all big German-looking dudes, huh? And some women, yeah. You know my true religions never came with such precision. If I have to do it again, I'd be pediatrician. Work with the children, save them from burning buildings. Yeah, and work real hard on my muscles. No more dreams of being the next Kurt Russell. Yeah, don't wanna tussle. Everyone knows, man, I'm just like Russell Brand. Yeah, you know who I am. And one day I want that academy in my hand. But until then, I guess I can just wait. Right here at Kill Radio for my date with Destiny, and she sure looks great. Sonny, someday you're gonna be my mate. And baby, someday you're gonna look real straight when we get out there on the stage and you're looking at the tapes of yourself in the mirror, and it's all on constant 24 hours. Not no Action Bronson, more like Austin Powers. How do you do it? Time machine like Marty McFly, make them all look like druids. Yes, cause my freestyle's on that straight New Jack. St. Louis, holding it down for you cats since the days before they got repossessed like Remax. Yes, you know it's all been blessed. My boy's fresh.
Fresh. Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh.
So fucking fresh. What's next, Skip?
Fresh.
So fresh. So fresh. Fresh.
You know I'm fresh.
Yes, so very fresh. So very fresh.
So very fresh. This beat, rocking it, straight hopping it. Yo, I'm talking it, tick clocking it. Yo, I gotta.
So yo, we're out of here, man. You guys have been good listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Dude, you're awesome to come in and even throw down some flows. That's awesome.
Appreciate
respect.
That, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love it. All right, man. Much love, peoples. The podcast is now officially concluded. You can go back to listening to last week's podcast of mine and spend another 3 hours there.
Yes, sir.
It'll
yes,
be
sir.
On. So, all right, guys.
Make sure y'all Google Jason Chandler. The album is Museum. You know, look me up on Facebook, my Twitter. But if you go on the Bandcamp, you can lock into the Twitter, the Facebook, the SoundCloud, the YouTube, everything. Go in there and subscribe to me and, you know, add me.
Gently. All right. Church, Sweat, Tabernacle. We're done. Much love.